Reverse auctions are off for the second time in the last 2 years at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Congress is concerned agencies are getting ripped off by using reverse auctions. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller is here with details on why reverse auctions are coming under scrutiny. Why is VA specifically, Jason, deciding to stop using reverse auctions again?
Well, it's not fully clear why VA decided to make this change. We don't know if there's a specific incident or if just over time agencies officials have decided they need to take a step back and review these reverse auctions once again. Jan Fry is the Deputy Assistant Secretary in VA's Office of Acquisition, Logistics, and Construction. He tells a joint hearing of the House Veterans Affairs and the Small Business Committees today about VA's latest reviews of this procurement approach.
VA is evaluating the value proposition of reverse auctions. Specifically, VHA is crunching the numbers in an effort to evaluate whether the dollar, time, and process efficiencies estimated by the advocates of these tools are being realized. Efficiencies alone cannot be the only measure of value. The reverse auction process is also being evaluated to ensure compliance with regulation and policy.
Now, Fry says VA is also aware of small business concerns, which is part of the reason VA decided to put this pause into place back in March 2012. But since that initial pause, VA has actually increased its usage of reverse auctions. Let me give you some stats here. In 2011, VA conducted 2,261 reverse auctions and spent about $78 million through this approach. A year later, VA held 7,587 reverse auctions and spent $305 million. Of that $305 million, 79% did go to small businesses. Now, I also want to add some context to this entire area. $305 million sounds like a lot of money, but in all, VA spends each year about $17 billion for goods and services. So $305 million out of $17 billion is not a great deal of money, generally speaking, when it comes to procurement budgets. But there are growing concerns that as more and more agencies, and specifically VA, use reverse auctions, that it's having an impact on small businesses. And in fact, as we talked about earlier, this is the second time VA has suspended the use of reverse auctions. Back in 2012, Fry says there were several reasons for the pause, including an outcry by these small businesses.
One of the things that we noticed in 2012, when we put a moratorium in place, in March of 2012 to be exact, was that the prices that were touted as savings, or the savings values, were being provided by the reverse auction firm, FedBid. We didn't think that was probably the way to go. And so one of the things that we required as we put a new policy in place and promulgated that policy was that for VA, or specifically VHA contracting officers, were then required to calculate the savings and to document the file with regard to those savings.
Now, I've sent an email to VA asking for more details on this latest rationale for the pause, but I have not heard back yet.
Why does Congress think that agencies get ripped off in reverse auctions, Jason?
Well, I think the concerns are twofold. First, are the agencies really getting the best deal through these reverse auctions? And second, do agencies really even know how to use this concept of reverse auctions? The Government Accountability Office released a report earlier this week and testified at today's hearing about what they found when looking at the top four agencies who have used reverse auctions the most over the past year. Michelle Mackin is the Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management at GAO. She says VA, the Departments of Homeland Security, Interior, and the Army accounted for about 70% of all reverse auctions in 2012. Now, across the government, Mackin says the use of reverse auctions increased by 175% over the last 5 years, and agencies spent more than $800 million through this tool. Now, Mackin says her biggest concerns center on competition and the presumed savings from reverse auctions.
Interactive bidding, where multiple vendors are bidding against one another, and this happened about 65% of the time. However, there's also what we call ineffective competition, where only one vendor submitted a bid or multiple vendors submitted only one bid each. This happened about 35% of the time, and clearly there are concerns here about if the benefits of competition are being realized. And finally, FedBid calculates the savings for the agencies based on the delta between the government's cost estimate, or the target price, and the final contract price, which of course includes FedBid's fee. In total, FedBid calculated $98 million in savings for the four agencies in 2012, but we have questions about the accuracy of these savings. For example, if there was no interactive bidding, perhaps agencies could have gotten a better price using other mechanisms. Also, the target price or government estimate may not be sound. For example, we found over 1,000 cases where the winning bid actually exceeded the government's estimate, even with interactive bidding.
Now, you heard Mackin talk about FedBig. That's the company that VA and many other agencies have contracted with to conduct these reverse auctions. Now, what happens is most of the time, agencies pay a 3% fee to FedBid for their services, and it's based on the total price of the contract, and it's capped at $10,000 per reverse auction. Both Mackin and lawmakers say the concerns over reverse auctions have little to nothing to do with FedBid as a company. It's more about how agencies are using these reverse auctions. Now, she says as part of the problem is a lack of guidance or policy about how agencies should use this tool. Now, going back to the competition piece, there is also bigger concern about the small businesses and from lawmakers. Let me give you an example. Representatives from the Association of General Contractors and American Legion testified before the committee today. Both say reverse auctions hurt small businesses, and many of their members have decided not to bid on contracts let through this approach. The reasons are many. Some vendors believe they can't make a profit through reverse auctions. Some say they don't even trust the system. There's some who believe that a computer is actually bidding up or bidding down the price in reverse auctions, and they say, you know, they don't are comfortable with that approach.
And if they don't trust the system, certainly they're not going to be able to be comfortable doing business there. What's the perception, at least, of what needs to be done to improve how agencies use reverse auctions?
I think there's a couple things, both from a legislative standpoint and a policy perspective. GAO's Mackin offered a few ideas.
The key thing here is putting something into the FAR and obviously the VAR and all the different agency regulations. And the OFPP has taken some steps to do so over the past 10 years. It's never actually materialized into the regulations. So I think that's critical. But even before that happens, because that could take some time, some government-wide guidance, best practices, when does this make sense, when does it not make sense, I think would be very helpful. Each agency has guidance, but they're not always the same, and I think that's part of the concern from the vendor community.
Now, OMB agreed with GAO's recommendations in the report to give agencies some guidance on reverse auctions. However, OFPP did not offer a timetable for that communication. Now, Major Clark is the Assistant Chief Counsel for Advocacy in the Small Business Administration's Office of Advocacy. He says he's not sure new regulations in the federal acquisition regulations is actually necessary. He would say, hey, new policy from OFPP is actually what's needed more immediately because agencies are evolving how they use reverse auctions, and they need to learn how to best use this tool, and that's where that policy, which can be updated, comes in. Now, SBA's Office of Advocacy expressed concern on the impact of reverse auctions to OFPP several times over the last about 5 or 7 years, including in January 2012, when they talked about the impact of what they call the simplified acquisition threshold. This states that, you know, any contract between $3,000 and $100,000 must be awarded to small businesses, and through reverse auctions, they were not. Now, another option could be to help solve this problem is actually the General Services Administration has launched a reverse auction tool. Bill Sisk is GSA's Deputy Commissioner in the Federal Acquisition Service. He says GSA launched this tool in July just for scheduled contractors.
It's run by a government agency, so we have government contracting officers looking at what is available through that program. It's also based on the platforms that we have available for our e-buy system, which is a system for government contracting officers to go out and get quotes from schedule holders. So they can use their same sign-in information to get into our reverse auctions platform as well. It's another tool that's available for them. In addition to that, we also have visibility over all the prices paid through this system. And so we hope that that information can help us educate government contracting officers in a better way going forward to get the best price for the taxpayers.
So far, GSA has run 485 reverse auctions since July, and they say they've averaged about 6.7% savings as compared to the previous prices paid for the same products and services. Now, Sisk says GSA is considering expanding who could use that reverse auction tool, including potentially other government-wide acquisition contracts such as NASA's SUP or NIH's CIO-SP3. Now, on the legislative side, Congressman Richard Hanna is the chairman of the Small Business Subcommittee on Contracting and the Workforce. He actually introduced legislation earlier this year to prohibit the use of reverse auctions for certain kinds of construction services. While that bill hasn't progressed out of committee, obviously it's on the legislators' radar, and will likely come up again next session, and as will this idea of reverse auctions more broadly.
Now, this is something, this concept of reverse auctions and the questions about them have been bouncing around for a long time. It sounds like the issues that you're reporting on, that GAO is reporting on, and that VA is talking about are the same issues that caused VA to give up on reverse auctions once before. What does it take to move the ball here? What is your sense of that?
Well, I think the one missing piece is this government-wide policy. You heard GAO's Mackin talk about the fact that OFVP had gone down this path before several times over the last decade, but never got to the finish line. Well, I think, you know, according to the people on Capitol Hill, I think GAO, and I think some of the agencies are saying, hey, OFVP, it is about time. We need this government-wide policy. And, you know, again, they've said that they're committed to it through the GAO, but how long is that going to take? Is it going to take a week, a month, or another year? And if it takes another year, that's a long time to wait for that kind of policy when more and more agencies are using reverse auctions.
All right. You've got more on federalnewsradio.com?
Of course, and more tomorrow morning with Tom and Emily on the Federal Drive.